Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
On today's Fantasy Baseball in 15, we'll look back on the barrage of two-homer games and a day of notable pitching performances.
Like death and taxes, Dodger's been a Dodger.
I have not had three cold brews yet.
It works great in a fantasy league.
I'm just glad I am not at the dentist.
Fantasy Baseball in 15 on The Athletic.
Welcome to Fantasy Baseball in 15, presented by Topps. Check out Topps Project 70, celebrating 70 years of Topps baseball cards. Michael Beller and Al Melchior here with you on Friday. That's right, let's celebrate Friday, August 13th, sending you into the weekend with Fantasy Baseball in 15. And as always, we start with the news and notes. Denelson Lamet, who's currently on the IL because of a forearm issue, had a procedure on Wednesday to have a hip infection cleaned out. This guy just can't catch a break. We'll see what is down the line for him. Wilson Contreras to the IL with the knee sprain. Going to want to stream against the Cubs even more than you already did. Brendan Rodgers sat on Thursday because of a hand contusion. Justin Turner is not going to play Friday, still dealing with that groin issue. Javier Baez, still dealing with the back issue. We've talked about this for the last couple of days. He sat both games of the doubleheader against the Nationals on Thursday. Nick Castellanos didn't play at Atlanta. He's got a foot swollen because of a hit by pitch, but x-rays negative, so hopefully this isn't too long of a situation for Castellanos. Hopefully the same for Avisaíl García. He was hit by a pitch on Wednesday, didn't play on Thursday against the Cubs. Dylan Carlson removed at Pittsburgh with wrist discomfort. Josh Harrison also removed early against Cleveland with a quad strain. Kyle Muller, more than removed early, removed from the Major League roster, sent down to AAA Gwinnett after getting just totally beat around by the Reds. Waskar Anoa is going to replace him in the rotation. He's going to be at Miami in his first outing, maybe at Baltimore next week. Tuki Toussaint could get two starts. Ian Anderson is on his way back from the IL. He's going to get one more rehab start, and if that goes well, he'll be back in the rotation. Ian Anderson stashed on ILs, obviously. Al, any interest in Waskar Anoa now that he can get back in the rotation?
Lots of interest in Waskar Anoa, and there's certainly some risk coming into this week. I don't know if he's going to get that second start at Baltimore, but at least with Anderson making one more rehab start, that's in the discussion of possibilities. But one start at Miami, if that's your worst case scenario for Waskar Anoa, I'm willing to take that risk and add him wherever I can.
Yeah, I'm right there with you for sure, Al. Let's get to some good news. JT Realmuto passed a concussion test, so all good there. Didn't play on Thursday, but very good to hear that he did not have a concussion. Rhys Hoskins could be activated early next week. He's obviously been out with the groin injury. Kyle Schwarber dealing with a hamstring issue, and he began a rehab assignment at AAA Worcester. I always screw that one up. I'm just going to say it like that, Al. On Thursday, hopefully we're getting him back in the not-too-distant future. Kevin Biggio dealing with neck and back issues. He also started a rehab assignment with Buffalo on Thursday. Jacob DeGrom is going to get another MRI, could start throwing soon, so fingers crossed. Obviously, fantasy managers and the Mets desperately need him back. Shane Bieber may throw a bullpen session this weekend. Would be great to see him back at some point this season. Corey Kluber made 45 pitches in a rehab start at AA Somerset, so we could be seeing him back with the Yankees in the not-too-distant future. Josh Hader activated from the COVID IL, and that leads us to the Thursday standouts. Of course, we have to start in the corn, Al. Is it heaven? It's just Iowa, but it is a great setting to hit home runs. Not only were there a ton of balls flying into the corn, but looked pretty cool with all of them flying out there. Aaron Judge sent two out there. Obviously, the dramatic one, Tim Anderson with the walk-off. But before that, Aaron Judge had a dramatic one of his own and ended up hitting two on the day against the White Sox. And as we said off the top, a barrage of two homer games. Luis Arias hit two homers of his own and three doubles in the Brewers' latest pasting of the Cubs. Again, this is a team that you were going to want to stream against over and over and over again. And his teammate, Manny Pena, also had a two homer game and has now started four of the last eight games for Milwaukee. We know Omar Narvaez is still the primary catcher there, but is there any interest? Can you paint a picture where Manny Pena gets enough playing time to have interest in two catcher leagues?
I feel like it's still a little bit speculative, but it's a trend that's worth noting. Also, there was a doubleheader mixed in there, so that probably right. helped Pena, grab an extra start in that stretch. But does seem to be inching towards closer to an even split in Milwaukee. If you look at the stat line for him, it's not all that impressive. The power is there as it has been in the past, but just not getting hits on balls in play. So I think that Pena, with some playing time, brings that batting average up. So that's all just a really long way of saying that. I think in two catcher leagues, if you really need to fill a vacancy, that you can add Pena to the list of candidates to consider.
It's speculative, but obviously the Brewers are running away with the NL Central, and I wonder if they would just take it easy on Narvaez where they can. Maybe find him an extra day off every week because, they need those legs strong in October more so than they need him right now out there, five or six times a week. So maybe, purely speculative, Craig Counsell hasn't said anything along those lines, but just something to consider. Jace Peterson, also a big game against the Cubs, 5-for-5 with his fifth home run and eighth double of the season. Anywhere where you're thinking about adding him, Al?
Deeper leagues. It's really just that at this point. I tell you, if Peterson somehow winds his way up into more playing time again, he was playing fairly regularly a few mm-hmm. weeks back. Mm-hmm. If, maybe because of injuries that happens again, then, maybe I'm looking at 14 teamers for him because he's another one. It seems like a recurring theme here, Michael. But these players that come to the Brewers, they figure out something offensively. For Peterson, if you go back to even 2020, hitting for a little bit more power last year and this year than we saw from him in the past. So really a more intriguing offensive player, getting on base a lot. So there's a lot to recommend him if he can find the playing time.
DJ Stewart, another player with a two-homer game on Thursday, gets him up to 10 on the season, three homers in his last two games. We know the power is there. It's been an uneven season and he's had some injuries mixed in for DJ Stewart, but is he on your radar at all?
Not really. I did recall him hitting the one homer on Wednesday. So he's got a very mini power surge going on here. But looking at Stewart's profile, one name popped out. And it's not a name that's going to really get fantasy managers excited. And that's Jack Mayfield. So he's kind of like the Jack Mayfield of the East Coast because he really has a profile that is built for power, but only power. A lot of fly balls, also just a lot of launch angles, sometimes too much long launch angles. So a lot of pop outs, not a lot of line drives, not going to hit for average. But yeah, he'll go through these little power spurts like he might be going on right now and like he did for a period back in 2020.
Still can't believe someone with the name Jack Mayfield is a Major League Baseball player and not some European soccer star. And hey, speaking of that, happy EPL opening day to those of you who are soccer fans. A couple more two-homer games, Colin Moran and Mitch Moreland leaving the yard twice. Are you doing anything with either of those guys, Al?
Definitely not Moreland, just because the playing time doesn't seem to be there consistently for him. Really, I mean, this two-homer game kind of pads Moreland's stats for the year. It's been sort of a lost season for mm-hmm. him. Moran If he is somehow still out there, 14, 15 teamers, I think he's a good player to add. I think that this two-homer game is not necessarily going to be representative of what he does. Last year we saw a power surge from Moran, and it looked like maybe that'd be something to watch going into this year. And, of course, Moran's missed some time in 2021. But if you look at the profile that Moran's put up from when he has played this year, it's much, much more similar to like 2018, 2019, more of a line drive hitter, somebody who can help you with batting average. Not going to help you so much in the other categories.
Three pitchers up and two pitchers down that we're going to talk about from Thursday. Let's start on the positive side. Marco Gonzalez, a complete game against the Rangers, gave up just one run on two hits and one walk, fanned nine. He gets the same Rangers next week. Chris Flexen does too. How much of this is Marco Gonzalez? How much of this is the Rangers, Al?
Oh, I think it's at least 50% Rangers. So I feel bad saying that because Gonzalez has pitched better lately. Avoiding the walks, and he's not going to be somebody who's really going to help you with strikeouts, especially in a one-start week. But definitely been better of late. But yeah, I mean, this kind of performance with that many strikeouts and going that deep into a game, I'm going to give the Rangers a little bit of credit for that one.
Definitely going to be taking a look at him and at Flexen next week, drawing the Rangers. Fantasy Baseball in 15 Zone, Logan Webb also showing off on Thursday. Fant 8 in 6 innings against the Rockies. Didn't give up a run. Walked 2, 3 hits. Love seeing a line like that. We are big Logan Webb fans on this show, and he gets another nice matchup next week. Or not as nice as it once was earlier this season, but certainly not one you're running away from in the Mets. I assume we're full systems go on Logan Webb. Correct, Al?
We are. So, yeah, a little bit of a different analysis here than for Marco Gonzalez, because also a very, very nice matchup against the Rockies in San Francisco. But, yeah, I'm going to give Logan Webb a little bit more credit for this one and give him credit for being a just perfectly fine one-start streamer next week. I also just want to go back to the Mariners for 1 second, because not only is it Marco Gonzalez and Chris Flexen, Tyler Anderson gets another start.
Oh,
but
there we go.
He also gets the Astros. So I am going to shy away from Tyler Anderson.
Sounds like something that might be talked about on a Sunday's waiver show. Vladimir Gutierrez, another good outing there. 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 2 walk, and 6 Ks against Atlanta. The next two turns looking awfully nice for Vladimir Gutierrez, Cubs and Marlins. This is someone you want on your team if you can't already have him.
Yeah, and I agree. And I will say that this start against the Braves helped sway me a little bit, because in the Next Week in Fantasy Baseball column, I did note that double dip for Gutierrez and was a little lukewarm about it, given his peripherals before this start against Atlanta. But yeah, the matchups are great, obviously, and a step in the right direction for him skills-wise as well.
All right, a couple of pitchers on the downside on Thursday. Yu Darvish got knocked around by Arizona, of all teams, gave up 5 runs on 6 hits and a walk in just 2 2/3 innings. And in his last 7 out, a 7.13 ERA, 2.8 homers per 9, a barrel rate near 12%. Next week at Colorado versus Philly, would you dare think about sitting Yu Darvish?
I absolutely would. I mean, he's just not been himself lately. I think even with a better version of Yu Darvish, I would certainly start him at Colorado, but it'd be sort of a hold my nose proposition. Mm-hmm. But now it's just there's just too much risk. So, yeah, I actually would sit Yu Darvish this coming week.
And finally, John Means gave up 6 runs on 8 hits and a walk and 4 1/3 against the Tigers. Since his return, it's 5 starts, a 5.67 ERA, 2.3 homers per 9, a 10.5% barrel rate at Tampa versus Atlanta. That one feels like a layup of a sit decision.
I struggle with this one a bit too, because some of those numbers for Means since coming off the IL are really weighted downwards from the first two starts that he's had. He has trended a little bit better, particularly in the two starts right before this one against the Tigers. But yeah, I won't go as far to say that for me it's a layup. I still think it's a pretty good decision.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, Al, Friday streamer time here. We've got just a few options. Dane Dunning gets the A's. Brett Anderson is in Pittsburgh taking on the Pirates. I'm going to throw one more on here. Edbert Alzolay taking the ball for the Cubs against the Marlins. Any of those guys interesting enough to you to stream?
That's an interesting addition for Alzolay against the Marlins. Obviously, a great matchup there. I like Dunning against the A's, and I feel bad, but I have picked on the A's a lot in the last few weeks. I think Dunning's good enough to take advantage of that. Anderson at the Pirates, I kind of put him in a similar bucket with Adrian Hauser, where you know for a one start streamer, you're not going to get a lot of upside, you're not going to get a lot of strikeouts, but I think, you know, I'd feel okay with starting him against Pittsburgh. I like them both better than Alzolay, even against the Marlins, because he's just given up so many home runs lately that I don't have the trust in him to handle a matchup that you would trust a lot of pitchers with. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say no to Alzolay.
All right, that's fair enough. Did have a nice start his last time out against the White Sox, but I can see why you would maybe fade him with the way he'd been going before that. Let's wrap things up here for the week with a Fab preview. Al, Waskar Ynoa, Luis Gil, Marco Gonzalez, Lewis Brinson, Rafael Ortega, Miguel Cabrera, Jock Peterson, all on the radar here. We've talked about Ynoa, we've talked about Gonzalez, so let's leave those guys aside and bring up another guy here who you're going to be paying attention to over the weekend.
I would say Lewis Brinson, just because I just want to, you know, be a little bit reassured that he's going to be able to continue this hot streak if I'm going to spend the, you know, a portion of the remainder of Fab money that I've got left on him. But as of right now, I feel pretty good about pursuing him. Definitely 14, 15 teamers if he's out there. And, you know, I think that the dividing line here is, you know, am I going to pursue him in the 12 teamers? So I'd say out of the names that you mentioned, he's somebody that I'm certainly watching this weekend. Luis Gil, I don't know if there's necessarily anything to watch there, I guess, other than the news to see if we have an update on Luis Severino. Because if it looks like Severino's coming back this week and if he's going to be in the rotation, I'm less interested in Gil, as awesome as he has been through his first two starts.
Yeah, definitely. A guy who maybe gets a chance for the Yankees down the line, but with all those guys coming back, Gerrit Cole, Jordan Montgomery as well, maybe he's going to be squeezed out of a rotation spot in the immediate future. Thank you for joining us here on this episode of Fantasy Baseball in 15, and thank you for joining us all week. Rate, review, subscribe, all those fun things. Have a great weekend. We've got a waiver show coming your way on Sunday, and Fantasy Baseball in 15 back with you on Monday.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.